go. I am recording the Fat to Fit or Else bonus pod like an entire day early, even though I won't post it till Friday. I'm recording on Wednesday because, shocker, I have to work really, really late on Thursday night and I won't have time to record. So I'm going to go ahead and bang the podcast out and then I'll post it for the Friday. And that is always fun. You know, it's weird. I really need to work less, not more, and I'm getting way more overtime than I would like. I get overtime every day, but I like the little bit I get every day. I don't need extra, extra, and I got extra, extra today, and I get extra, extra tomorrow. And I also have been to LAX every single day, at least once a day, since last week. I'm just fried. I'm so fried. I am so done. Tomorrow I'm not going to LAX, but I'm going to leave my work at noon and go away and not be done till about 8 or 9 o'clock. So I'm just having a great old time when I really just want to lay in my bed and sleep. I got to send ICE away. Send ICE away to doggy day camp or something and finally sleep. He's sleeping right now behind me, that bastard. Poor guy, though. In the rain, you can't take him to the park to run because it's just the dog park is all dirt and it turns to mud. It's kind of on a little slope, a little hill. And that is not good for the dog. Oh, but let's get into the stuff. I had mentioned in the last podcast, by the way, that nothing bad has happened and we are good. And I'm going to stick to nothing bad is happening. I'm going to stick to the positive vibes. But I always tell you before I tell you something ridiculous, I can't make this shit up. I can't make this shit up. So this is, it's just ironic. But my wife sends me a story and says, hey, you can't make this shit up, and sends me a link to a story that was on KTLA, our local news here in Los Angeles. And it says, let me read you the headline, because it says, massive sinkhole opens up in Pacific Palisades after water main break. And I'm like, well, that's odd. Wait a minute, there's water in the pipes now that the fires are out? We have water? That's crazy. But, so you have a town that's not a town anymore. More than 5,000 of the 10,000 structures there are gone. So less than 50% are still there. I think it's less than that. Where they made up the numbers, there's a part of Palisades which is on the border with Santa Monica, and you don't really consider it Palisades. And then the area by the big golf course did not burn at all. That whole area was safe. So that's what saved them as far as structures. The rest of Palisades is gone. It's just gone. It just doesn't exist anymore. And that includes all the schools and the grocery stores and shopping and all that, except for the Caruso Mall was untouched. But, hey, good for him. He probably had his own private fire department there, and I'm not joking. A lot of rich people did that. All right, so the water main break, I'm like, oh, wow. And then I'm reading the story, and here's the part. So there's a sinkhole. You're like, well, no one lives there right now. There's nothing going on. You know, they'll fix it, whatever. It was on my fucking street. It was on my street. When you look at it, I live on that street. That's where I live, where I lived. That was where I had a house. I used to live on that street. And it wasn't right in front of my house or anything like that. And our property, which doesn't exist, was in no more risk of damage from it. Unless the water ran down the hill, because we are downhill from where it happened. And I know Palisades gets a lot of, the soil's real shitty there. It's like sandstone. So it's packed, it's brittle, and it's not great. It's not great to build on either. And we're also on a hill, and I know the ground moves a lot because it's weak, and water mains break there a lot. So this one broke at about 1:15, they said, on Wednesday morning, and then it It could have flooded down because when it all rolls down, our property can flood. But at this point, it doesn't matter. There's nothing there but a pile of rubble. Then I saw a really cool, promising message from Karen Bass, the mayor, Karen Bass. And I told you in our last podcast, she hired like a woke left-wing activist who runs a cleanup company to be in charge of the Palisades. And I'm not happy about it. Like, I'm over, I really want to be over politics, but you can't be when the dumbass politicians continue to be dumbass politicians and do dumbass politician shit. So she hired that company, showing she's a dumbass. And then a couple days later, I did a post where people started digging on that company. And not only is it a left-wing activist guy that owns it and runs it, they were hired to do cleanup, shockingly, in another blue state, New York, after Hurricane Sandy a number of years ago. And two of their executives were arrested and prosecuted for embezzling relief funds. It's like, seriously, I always say, where's the money? Where's the money? FEMA doesn't want to give us any money. And you hear there's no money. Like, FEMA's offered you $700. I also did the math. I know it's a sensitive topic, but don't really care. The Doge thing, where people are really upset about them going through and finding waste and stuff. And then they found that FEMA, who doesn't want to give us any money, gave $59 million to a hotel in New York that houses illegal aliens, which you're like, wherever you stand on that topic, one way or the other, doesn't really matter, considering the president said no more money on that and cut it off. And they did it despite what the president said. Now the person that was running that part of FEMA is fired. And for mathematical reasons, I could tell you, instead of $700 for all of the victims of the Palisades fire, we could have got $12,000 from FEMA instead of $700. Would have been cool with that. That's a $59 million. I did the math. It's what it would work out to with the number of victims in Palisades. It's just, and that's not, that's like per household that was destroyed, not per person. But anyway, that was fun. But the mayor, and by the way, if the mayor did something good, I'll tell you. I'll tell you if the mayor does something good. And I saw another post from the mayor that said, hey, over on Sawtell, which is really cool street, by the way, highly recommend. If you don't know, it's got a little Tokyo on Sawtell over in West LA, and it's got amazing, great food over there. It's really good food over there. And that little Tokyo, a lot of trendy stuff, a badass, like the best Hawaiian shaved ice I've ever had outside of Hawaii. Like, it's just like the stuff in Hawaii, and that's down there. There's just a lot of really cool stuff. But anyway, over there now, there's a one-stop Palisades relief. If you are a victim of a fire in Palisades, you can go over there, and there's all these experts in this room, and you can get expedited permits, and da-da-da. This is what the mayor's saying. I saw the video of the mayor saying it. And it's like, okay, that's cool. And I was going to talk about it, but then there's a guy that I follow on Instagram who, yes, has a construction company, and it's in Orange County, and the guy, you know, can do cleanup. He's licensed to do it, and he does a lot of videos, and I learn a lot from that dude. And that dude basically did a video saying he's got like a client, and he's trying to get the permit to do the cleanup, and he went to the place where they told him to, the relief people told him to go, and they had sent him to an email that was the incorrect email. So none of the paperwork this guy's filed has gone through. And he's been ran around and gone to like three different places to get a permit to do cleanup for a client that has hired his company to do it. And he can't get, let alone any answers, he can't get anything because it's all effed up. So I don't know what you're going to get if you show up to the mayor's spot over in Sawtell. I appreciate them putting the people together. I even shouted out one time. They had one for a long, like right after the fires, they had a really cool relief center set up at the former Westside Pavilion on Pico that was really cool, where they had everybody together. And now they've just put like construction and all that stuff in a place over on Sawtell. If you're Palisades, if you're Eaton Fire, I don't know. I don't have much knowledge on the Eaton Fire. I can just tell you my personal experiences here in dealing with the Palisades fire. But yeah, the sinkhole on my street. I finally had a moment of sadness where I literally teared up. I've been in anger mode, and like denial and anger is where I've been since the death of my house, and making jokes inappropriately and laughing because I go crazy if not. And today I had my, this was at work too, I had my key rings out, and I looked down and I'm like, oh, that's my house key. Ooh, that's the key to my side gate. Oh, that's the key to the gate on the other side. Oh, that's the key to the office in the back. That's the key to our back doors. That's the key to, and I ended up taking like 10, 11 keys off of my key ring. They were all keys to my house that doesn't exist anymore. And it was upsetting. It like choked me up. First time I've been sad in this entire process. I've been, you know, bummed about the whole thing, but I haven't just actually had an absolute moment of sorrow until that point. And I took off all the keys that were for the house and I put them on a key ring and just put them in my backpack because I didn't have the heart to throw them away. I just was like, dude, this is my house. I've had these keys that, like, that door key, my door hasn't changed. I've had that door key for 20 something years. It's freaking nuts, man. But in another note, Gavin Newsom, who isn't helping us at all either at getting money, has announced he has put together a special budget of $50 million that they're going to use to battle the president. I know a lot of you are probably like, cool, the president's a tool. I don't like the stuff he's doing. Okay, $50 million to, it's like, dude, you lost the election. You did what you wanted to do for 4 years. It didn't work. You got voted out. This dude's in. And now we're going to spend $50 million to battle the president of the United States, who ultimately will win, and not use that money for fire relief or helping people or homelessness. Well, we spend too much money on homelessness as it is, in my personal opinion, in Los Angeles, because the amount of money we spend, we're not getting any results, not nearly the results we should have for the amount of money we have spent, which tells you there are kickbacks. In fact, here's a little tea from the neighborhood. And when I say the neighborhood, where I work over in East Los, remember the guy, he was a city councilman for Los Angeles. His name was Kevin De Leon. And he is the guy, a Latin dude, who called the guy that lived in the Palisades, the little dumb bitch guy who is a gay man who adopted a child. He's a gay white man who adopted a black child. I don't know if he got a black kid, an American black kid or an African black kid. I don't know, but I know that the child is black. And then they got on tape, Kevin De Leon calling the kid a monkey, which is effed up. And they were trying to get him out and trying to get him out, and he wouldn't leave, and he was like, F you, and he stayed, and he was all indignant, like, yeah, I'm sorry, you know, it was a joke, and he never left. Well, he finally got voted out in the election in November. All right, so he's out, but the guy he was making fun of, I hated that guy. Yeah, you can't go after someone's kid and be awful and racist, but anyhow, the guy got voted out, and I talked to a guy that runs, like, a shop that we get our cars worked on at work. And he was like, hey, remember Kevin De Leon? I'm like, yeah. He's like, he's got an office around here, and he just got $19 million to help the homeless in this area. And he goes, and none of that money's going to go to help the homeless. And I was just like, dude, how do these people live with themselves? There's so much money out there if you're a piece of shit. There's so much money out there if you do the wrong thing. There's so much money out there if you're a liar, a cheater, and a thief. And it's crazy. Crazy, crazy. But if you're a fire victim or you're, you know, someone who's in need, there's, I'm sorry, we got nothing for you. You had insurance, right? I can't tell you how sick I am of that. I was already over that line when I'm pretty gung-ho at my job. And if anyone's going to be thieving, they're going to get a beating or a shooting from me. I'm dead serious. I'm not going the way of California. I'm going to be tough on crime. And if it's on my property, you're going to regret it. That's the theory I carry through my branch. It's like, I'm going to F you. And you hear so many people say, like, if you're grilling some guy or getting stuff and somebody's like, dude, what's wrong with you? Why are you like, why are you so like checking on everything? And I'm like, yeah, we've had some theft. And the drivers will say, well, you had insurance, right? Yeah. Go fuck yourself. You tell me that and I think you're a thief or you're a criminal. When you say you had insurance, right, makes me think you're a piece of shit. I had insurance at my house and I'm maybe not going to be able to rebuild my house. And we're not getting any help because we had insurance. And it's the same thing when you own a business. When you have insurance, you use your insurance, it goes up. It may or may not cover the full freight. It's an absolutely ignorant, dumb shit statement to say to someone, you had insurance, right? What? Yeah, no, there's more to it than that. So I'm over that crap. I am over that crap. I'm over sinkholes in my street. I'm over dumbasses stealing. I'm over corrupt people. I'm over everything. I'm just absolutely over it. I saw another thing, and I'm not sure. This guy's a douche, but he is in my neighborhood, and I've seen some posts from him just popping up because I'm now all over the Palisades Fire hashtag. And Spencer Pratt, remember Spencer and Heidi Montag? They got married. They were on MTV, whatever that show was. And yeah, I give it to them. They've parlayed it into a pretty successful career. They have lived in the Palisades for a very long time, since my daughter was little. So they've lived there at least 15 years or more. I know for a fact, and they lost their house too, and I saw him posting stuff, and I saw a post from him, and he didn't really follow up on it, so I don't know if it's true. He's also like a clickbaiter, attention getter, so I don't know how true it is, but it showed a lawsuit, and it said it was him, and he's already filed after like the DMV. But it said it listed them as the plaintiff. So I'm not sure. We had not the DMV. I'm sorry. The DWP and the city of Los Angeles. And he named a bunch of people in it. So he's moving forward with some big stuff. And then, like, I'm down to help anyone at this point who is down to make problems for the assholes that could have prevented this or could have helped people and haven't yet. Man. Did I have any good news? I just have crap after crap after crap after crap. But yeah, if you follow my Instagram, I give updates whenever I see stuff and I, put them on my little Instagram feed and talk about whatever's going on. I will probably do one of those tomorrow, even though the show will be up not until Friday, about the, sinkhole on my street, because at some point it's funny. At some point it becomes funny. You have to laugh. You have to laugh or you're going to lose your mind. All right, I have to go. Speaking of losing my mind, because I'm going to go work a marathon day tomorrow, and it's already past my bedtime. At least I got to go walk ice, just not run him at the park. So hopefully he won't be a complete crazy dog. I will talk to you guys again on Monday with a brand new episode of Fat to Fit or Else. Until then, I'll see you later.